Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back. Hour two of the Unhump Day edition of the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. I have figured out the absent guest, Charlotte Dennett, will be joining me on tomorrow's big program about 3:30 Central Time. And in this case, I blame her booker. But anyways, we've worked it out. We've coordinated our schedules. She'll join tomorrow. Again, she is the author of Follow the Pipelines, Uncovering the Mystery of a Lost Spy. And the lost spy is her dad. And the deadly politics of the great game of oil. We're going to talk about ruble policy and Ukraine and Russia. We're just going to do it on Thursday's big show. I hope you tune in again tomorrow. And we've got a few fine callers. I hope they're fine. They have been holding over since hour one. We're going to go to the phones next at 844-967-2789. I believe Lawrence is next from St. Paul. Welcome, Lawrence. What do you got for us?
Always a pleasure. I'm going to talk about the George Floyd murder.
Yes, sir.
Now, that seems kind of odd, doesn't it?
There was a guilty plea today in the federal Derek Chauvin. So I'm just fine if we go there next, Lawrence.
Oh, okay. Well, and that's good. But what I was just kind of using that as a parallelism or analogy, how quickly we took that from the headline. You see how quickly that left the headline over a couple of years ago? I mean, a year ago? That's how quickly the abortion issue is going to leave the headline. And what will we be left with? I'll tell you. We'll be left with that the fact that it will be illegal to have an abortion over 25% of the country. That's what, because we'll forget. See, this is what we do as Americans, and especially black people. Black people, we get angry for a minute, we protest, and then we go back to being second-class citizens. Hmm. And every law affects us. Now, and here's something that your listeners may not want to hear. The Republican Party, they're great. I love them. You know why? Because they have successfully put their finger on the pulse of cultural wars and American hatred, and they used it to the best of their advantage, and they totally knocked the Democrats out. And here's the last thing I'll say. If you want to be real, our best bet, and I think you can argue this, I'll go out, take my answer off the air. I think you can argue this. Our best bet is to actually vote for Mitt Romney or Liz Cheney. And because if we vote for a Democrat, we're going to get crushed. What we want to do is get somebody in their head that has some kind of cognitive ability. Even though we'll hate their policies, at least you'll know that they're really following the Constitution. And then once we get that going, then we can fight the next cycle. We're just going to get blistered this cycle. And let's be pragmatic.
That's not the truth. Sir, I don't know you, but I disagree with you on this point. I don't think that a red wave is a foregone conclusion by any stretch of the imagination. Recent polling, even Rasmussen polling, which is the Republican polling effectively, has Joe Biden improving and has the generic Democrat leading the generic Republican in the midterm. So if it's, you know, are you going to vote Democrat or Republican? Right now, more people say they're going to vote Democrat. And I know the history. I know the party in power gets, you know, shellacked in the midterms, or at least that's what history would tell us. But, you know, I think these are strange times, Lawrence. We learned earlier this week that the former president, Donald Trump, wanted to shoot Black Lives Matter protesters. Well, you know what? Yeah. That was, we didn't know that in the last elective cycle. Now we do. We know that Roe v. Wade in all likelihood is going to be overturned. Well, that's going to be disastrous. Like half the American states would ban abortion in real time. Well, Lawrence, if now is not the time that the American people wake up, I mean, I don't think we can afford a Mitt Romney or a Liz Cheney presidency to think that somehow that's going to hold the dam back. You know, we're just going to have a moderate Republican. Sir, if we don't win the midterms, if we don't win the House and the Senate and create some sort of, you know, framework of fair voting and electoral college that makes sense and codify things like, you know, women's abortive rights, that's going to mark the end of our society, sir. And I know I get a lot in my head about democracy at risk because of the Republican efforts to overturn the last election in this nation. But I also live under the great benefit of being a middle-class white male. You know, I don't live your life. I don't walk in your shoes, sir. You know, if I were you, I'd be mad as hell. I'm mad as hell for you, but yeah. It's not the same, Lawrence. You know what I mean? Me feeling bad for my friends that are my daughter, my wife, I mean, I'm mad for them today. But I'd be burning stuff down if I was a black man living in this country today under the sort of stuff going on. You know what I mean? If this was happening to white men, it would be done quickly. People would be losing their freaking minds.
If this were happening to the white men, wouldn't they be doing exactly what they're doing now? And that's the genius of the whole thing. But you just said what I just said. The black race, our black people in general, and I'm not talking about all of them, we have a tendency to get angry and then go back to being second-class citizens.
Is that because
you just illustrated that.
Lawrence, I apologize for keep interrupting you, sir. Is that because do you feel like there's never any change for the better? You know what I mean? You elect Barack Obama. Nothing got a hell of a lot better. You elect Joe Biden. Nothing got a hell of a lot better. But if someone like Donald Trump gets elected, life gets a hell of a lot worse. Do you see it in those terms, or am I misconstruing this, sir?
No. I think you got two-thirds of it right. Because, I mean, Donald Trump cannot make it any worse than we already have it now. Look, what's worse than killing a black person in broad daylight in the middle of the street by a police officer? What's worse than that? So it doesn't matter if Donald Trump's in or Joe Biden for us, you see. And let me qualify my statement here. I have the privilege of going around the whole country on a regular basis. I'm an airline pilot by trade. I get the chance to go around the country, and you know what the blackest fear is saying? That if you can send $83 million over to Ukraine and you can't hold one police officer accountable, with the exception of Chauvin, then you can't have my vote. That's what the blackest fear is saying. And I think you and I agreed on that for a small portion. You can see where we're coming from. Why would we help you when you're sending all this immediately? You put Ukraine on the television 24/7, and you can't do anything for us. And that's what's happening, going around in the blackest sphere across the country. They're not going to vote for Joe Biden because he did nothing for us. He did nothing except a bunch of promises. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem I see, even amongst a lot of white people, too, especially the young.
Lawrence, were you supportive of Joe Biden when he was in the primary? I was a Bernie guy, and I look at Joe Biden's presidency, and I think he lacks communication abilities. I wish he was out there more forcefully more often, but I don't think he's been this god-awful president. I don't know where the anger comes from the right for this guy, but as a black man, were you supportive of his candidacy? I mean, if it wasn't for South Carolina, we'd probably be talking about President Bernie today on the radio.
Yeah, that's what we're... No, and I'll tell you, from the very first primary, I said it's going to be Joe Biden Biden. And you know why? Because I know how Americans are. I know how they are. And Senator Clyburn came on the air and said, Joe Biden was our best hope because white people are not going to vote for Kamala Harris. They're not going to vote for Bernie. And that's why James Clyburn kind of reiterated voting for Joe Biden. And when the first primary, I said, this guy is the worst guy off, but you got to vote for him because he's the only guy that's going to be accepted by a wide margin.
And Lawrence, part of the promise he made to Clyburn in the South Carolina primary, and in fact, Clyburn chased Joe Biden down backstage reportedly and said, go say it on the stage. And Joe Biden said, if I'm the president and I get a Supreme Court nomination, I'm going to put a black woman on the court. Does that earn Joe Biden anything in your mind, sir?
Yes, it does. And the fact that he did it, that's the only reason I'm like not totally disapproving of the Democratic Party, because he put the most qualified, not just a black person, he put the most qualified candidate up there that happened to be black. And to a black person, that's very important. Not putting a black person up there just because she's black, but the fact that she was the most qualified and black was the fact that a lot of black people respect that decision.
Well, because you'd have a hard time convincing them that on Fox News, but I got to tell you, it is my impression, be it Barack Obama. I mean, Barack Obama is just a better man than I ever hoped to be. This Ketanji Brown Jackson, so much smarter and better educated and just better than pretty much all the men on the court, as near as I can tell. Smarter, better resume. Have you noted, and I'm sure you have, Lawrence, but I've noted as a white guy, black people to raise to the very highest echelons, it's not good enough to just be good. They've got to be better. Is that your thought as well, sir?
As, like I said at the beginning here, I'm a pilot. If I make a not so good landing, everybody knows about it. But if my white counterpart makes a not so good landing, it's just blown off. We have to be 10 times better in everything we do.
Lawrence, excellent phone call. Thank you so much for it. More Devil's Advocates on the other side.